From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Bram.
And I'm Alex Cohen. Coming up, President-elect Barack Obama has criticized President Bush's policies for 2 years. Now he sits down with the man himself. More on that in a moment.
First, though, as lawmakers here in the U.S. debate a stimulus package, China went ahead and announced its own, more than $500 billion. The money will be spent on infrastructure, such as roads and airports. The poor and farmers will get help, and exporters will get a tax cut. Stock markets around the world rallied, including here at home. The Economist magazine's Asia business editor, Thomas Easton, is here with us now to explain the stimulus package. And was this something that China was planning for a while, or did it happen very quickly?
Well, in fact, China has had to change course fairly abruptly. It wasn't that long ago that China was far more worried about inflation than it was about economic growth. And throughout last year, there was just a series of rate hikes by banks. There were requirements they had to hold more and more capital. China was overtly trying to cool down its own economy and particularly focusing on what it perceived to be an overheated housing market. Ironically, they succeeded in the cooling at the same time as the global economy fell off a cliff. So let me go through some of the signs that China was seeing. It began with thousands of factories going out of business in southern China. These are people who made shoes and who made, apparel and cheap factory goods. And that was fine because it was part of a transition that China was trying to engineer on its own. But it spread. And if you look at indicators like freight rates, they have been crashing over the past 3 or 4 months. I mean, prices are down 80 or 90% to ship containers. Housing prices are down 50% in many parts of the country. So I think the stimulus program, no matter how much the rest of the world really wanted it, was wanted primarily by the Chinese.
Now, to put this simply, this is basically because worldwide demand has lessened to a great extent. People here in the United States simply not buying, for example, Chinese goods as much as they did.
Absolutely. It's people in the United States, and initially that was replaced by Europe, and now that's slowed as well. The fact is, the global slowdown has just unequivocally shown how important exports are to China.
So how will a stimulus package such as this, which invests a lot in infrastructure and helping out the poor and farmers, how will that stimulate exports?
Well, in fact, let's look at something else in the package, export subsidies to increase its own exports to the rest of the world. And I think what you're referring to, how will it stimulate imports? How will it stimulate demand for the rest of the world? And the truth is that the program really has a lot of limitations. I mean, it will stimulate demand. It'll put money into the economy. It won't put it in right away. I mean, you can't plan a massive train project. You can't plan a massive generation project. You can't plan a massive highway overnight. I mean, this will take years to spend. So there'll be a long delay, and this is exactly the kind of program that governments often engage in that kicks into gear right when a recession ends.
So on Saturday, President Hu Jintao spoke with President-elect Barack Obama. Any word what they talked about?
No, but there's tremendous concern about President-elect Obama's statements on trade. I know that there's been a lot of criticism about what the world feels about the Republican Party, but I think China was fairly comfortable with Bush, and I think McCain was in the odd position of being favored probably by the Japanese, the Taiwanese, and the Chinese. I think there's a lot of concern about all the statements that Obama made during the campaign about being tougher on trade. And the things that they do in China, they do for China. It's not going to be merely a political accommodation for another president.
And what do they want from the United States in terms of our stimulus package?
Well, I think what they would like for the United States is to have a stronger economy, to just repair itself, and so they don't have to worry about America. That may be a lot to ask for, and that may be an unrealistic thing to ask for. And in fact, they may have to participate to the extent that they put in rules that allow America to export more products into China. Really, when you think of the kind of stimulus and change that China needs, it needs to develop its own domestic economy. It needs to develop its own more open import policies. And those changes are a lot harder to make than merely spending $500 billion, particularly when you're a country like China and you have a government surplus, so you can afford to do that sort of thing.
Thomas Easton is the Asia business editor for The Economist magazine. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.